escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Alrighty. It is a feel-good football Friday now, isn't it? Right? Sort of? Kind of? I don't know. It doesn't feel exactly like a feel-good football Friday, but it is. The calendar tells us it's at least a Friday, so we might as well make it a feel-good football Friday because I've been feeling like absolute dog crap for the last week and change. Oh, baby.
I think it's been about a week.
The developments are just nonstop. Wait till you hear what happened.
Oh, man.
Mad Max, I got a story or two for you.
I can't wait for this
update. A story or two or three for you. Cowboy B on the other side of the glass just wondering where they put that contract offer for Micah Parsons.
Jerry said it was in the back. Michael Irvin could come look at it whenever he wanted.
Yeah. I was told that the agent said to shove it up his ass. Is that right?
Where the sun don't shine would be a little bit cleaner of a way to put it. But
exactly. That's right. If any kids are listening, I apologize. I'm sorry. I was just repeating what Jerry Jones said. I apologize. This is a kid-friendly show. And we have a Brian Robinson trade.
That we do. Finally, some breaking news
from
the last
hour. Football gods. Something new to talk about, baby. even though we talked about B-Rob earlier in the week, clearly we haven't been talking about it as long, and for good reason, as the Terry McLaurin nonsense. But now we have a conclusion, assuming that physicals get passed. And there's really only one physical that needs to be passed, which I presume will happen. But
I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, B-Rob's healthy the last time I saw, right? I mean, he was hurt a bunch last year. But now he's found somebody that's hurt more than he is to play running back with. Now, listen, I don't want to kick anybody on their way out the door. B-Rob's going to San Francisco, 6th-round pick in next year or this upcoming year's draft. Listen, let's start here. Two things. Winner, winner, chicken dinner for the Commanders. Here's why.
Let AP cook, man.
One, they actually made a trade and got something in return when everyone knew they were trying to trade him or going to cut him. They got a trade. Two, they got a 6th-round pick. Now, you might scoff at that and say that's nothing, but I always remind you. Alfred Morris, 2012. 6th-round pick. They didn't have one last year, but this year, Kane Medrano. We'll see what he turns out to be. Sixth round picks can hit, right? Cameron Curl was a seventh round pick. I still consider that a hit, even though he's no longer here, because Daddy Warbucks wanted a lot of money. The point being is, sixth round picks and seventh round picks, if they're the right players, can contribute. And, oh, by the way, that was one of the things considered special about Adam Peters, as we talked about yesterday, right? We said, hey, man, all these mid to late round picks, that's kind of what he's known for, because it sure as hell, before coming here, wasn't first round picks, because San Francisco did not do well every year in that category. As a matter of fact, they did more poorly than well. We know Jaden Daniels. Yes, we know. We don't know at this point Josh Connerly, although the arrow is pointing up. The arrow is pointing up as in he's going to be 2 for 2, but got to see more. The point being is they got a sixth round pick, not in 2027, not in 2028. They had a sixth round pick this upcoming year in 2026. Now, the way it's been reported is just a straight up sixth round pick, not a conditional sixth round pick. So that may change, I suppose, but that's not the way it's being reported right now. So I'm taking it and I'm assuming it's a straight up sixth round pick. So not only did they get a trade done instead of having to release him, but on top of that, they get obviously something in return, a 2026 sixth round pick, not a 2027, 2026, something that can help you more sooner than later. So you get a deal done. When everyone knew you were going to release him, check. You get a sixth-round pick in 2026, not 2027 or 28, check. And on top of that, you want one more? Sure you do. Mad Max wants one more. He's thirsting for one more. In addition to that, you got a sixth-round pick. I said on Monday, probably a conditional sixth-round pick. But I thought, in all likelihood, it would turn out to be a seventh-round pick. Now, we had somebody call up and say a first-round pick. I'm not sure. I heard my guy Jeff Too Funny over on JP and B-Mitch's show while I was stuck in ravenous traffic on the way in say he thought they were going to get a third or a fourth. I'm not sure where any of that thought process comes from, but this is what I expected, although I expected the conditional part of it, and right now it's not being reported as a conditional. It's being reported as a straight-up sixth-round pick. So again, just the fact that they got a trade instead of having to cut him for nothing, one. Two, the fact that they got something back that can help them potentially in 2026, and three, that they got actually a sixth rounder with apparently no conditions attached for a guy that, again, they had put in the Chateau Bow Wow, the football Chateau Bow Wow, last weekend and haven't dusted him off since. And look, it's good for Brian Robinson too, because even though Christian McCaffrey is there, we all know Christian McCaffrey gets hurt a lot. And I will say this, if you're a running back and you have any ability to stay on the field, which he did not a bunch of in the second half last year, but it wasn't really a problem before that outside of the horrible situation that happened to him when he was a rookie, which was obviously not his fault. If you can stay on the field, and especially if you show any ability to be better than you were here hitting the hole, this is a great spot for Brian Robinson. Why? How could you say that? He's stuck behind Christian McCaffrey. Well, again, Christian McCaffrey's always hurt. Even if Christian McCaffrey's not hurt, you know they're going to not run him into the ground. You know they're going to spot him. Maybe, I don't know, a series on, a series off. If B-Rob, if they like enough of what they get out of B-Rob, I don't know. And then on top of that, guess what? My guy Kyle Shanahan, my guy Bobby Turner, who's a running back coach legend, and Chris Foerster, their offensive line coach, they sure as heck had to see something that they liked. And I think if any coaching staff is going to turn Brian Robinson around, maybe it's them. And I got to admit, I didn't think as much about them as I thought about Miami. With another run game type savant in Mike McDaniel and Devin Achane banged up. Maybe there was discussions. Maybe. And Miami didn't want to give up a sixth round pick. But San Francisco, right, didn't they get rid of, I think they lost Mason, their running back who filled in for McCaffrey in the first part of last year. I thought he went to Minnesota, but I'd have to double check. Remember that big game he had to open up the year, Monday Night Football against the Jets last year? And then he got hurt. They had all sorts of injuries last year to their running backs. I think their like top three or four running backs were injured. And McCaffrey obviously missed a lot of time. So I think this is your classic win, 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 win for everybody. The 49ers win, I think. Brian Robinson wins, I think. The Commanders win, I think. And I know that doesn't make for stimulating sports talk radio, controversial sports talk radio in which we've got to have a winner, we've got to have a loser, we've got to have a hero, we've got to have a villain, but that's just the way I see it. Again, I could be wrong, but I'm trying to wrap my head around the fact that the whole world knew. I was told on Monday that there was 0% chance Brian Robinson was going to be on this opening week roster. And that was before we knew about the decision to sit him out on Monday, the decision to sit him out Wednesday and Thursday. That was before, okay? So I think some of us, most of us, whatever, knew Brian Robinson was never going to play again for the Washington Commanders. And I can't say I knew for sure until Standing's report and Garofolo's report that, yes, indeed, he was not going to play that afternoon, which we had on the show. But I thought that morning when I got a call, said, oh, okay, that's interesting. I mean, so this is more than just a rumor. This is more than just a veiled effort. This is like the path that they have taken. And if they've taken that path, which is fine, totally understand why they've done so, to get a trade at all is pretty damn good. To get a straight-up sixth-round pick is pretty damn remarkable. To get it in 2026 and not 2027, which you see a lot of trades of. I'll go one step further. And I can't take credit for this because I didn't think hard enough about this. But J.P. Finley, on my way in while I was stuck in this horrific traffic, smartly brought up, I was going back and forth, smartly brought up a point that, and I don't know, I don't know who else brought this up. I don't know. I didn't hear it anywhere else, so forgive me. But Finley brought up a good point. He thought in order for the Commanders to get a sixth round pick, that they would have to send Brian Robinson and a seventh round pick to the 49ers or to the trading team. Right? You see these pick swaps a lot. Adam Peters, of course, that's partly how he engineered the Laremy Tunsil deal. Also, there is a pick swap of considerations or whatever in the Marshawn Lattimore deal. In the Debo deal, it was, if memory serves me, just straight up a fifth round pick. So essentially, they get a sixth round pick and Deebo Samuel for Brian Robinson and a fifth round pick. Now, I know it's not apples for apples, but you get my point. Overall, net-net, that's what we're talking about. And if you told me Deebo Samuel and a sixth-round pick for Brian Robinson and a fifth-round pick, I am down. I'm throwing a carnival. A little parade down half street. Maybe you could take my stolen car and lead the way. Maybe you could throw out my computer instead of, throwing confetti. All the clothes that were in the back seat. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, to me, that's how I'm kind of looking at it. I know it's not exactly that, but Deebo and a sixth-round pick for Brian Robinson and a fifth-round pick, where do I sign up? Max, am I wrong on that? I don't think I'm wrong on that, right?
I don't think so.
And the fact that, again, just if you remove that convoluted scenario, you just say, hey, man, the fact that they got a trade, a sixth-round pick, pure, no conditions, at least as reported, and that it was in 2026 and not 2027, boom, 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 freaking yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hello? Now, some of you are still going to be pissed because Adam Peters hasn't decided to pay Terry McLaurin $35 million a year and $80-plus million in guarantees. Some of you are still going to be pissed. Some of you are going to be pissed because Luke McCaffrey's not going to get cut on Tuesday. And you think that there was some sort of favoritism based on his last name because that's what people in the media have shouted about.
One person, but yeah.
Okay. But, hello, hi, hello, yeah. Adam Peters, again, I don't want to say he pulled the wool over San Francisco's eyes, because I think it's a fair thing for San Francisco, too, for the reasons we outlined. But just purely from a Washington perspective, I think it's a great deal. I think it's a great net-net exchange if you include it to if you expand it to include the Deebo trade. But just on its own, it's a great trade. A great trade. 301-230-0980. Your reaction to that, and do you agree that it's a great trade by the Washington Commanders? JP Flame of the Junks, which you hear every morning here on the Team 980 from 6 to 10 a.m. And, of course, the legendary morning show that's been gracing the airwaves in D.C. for 30 years. Well, not all in the morning, but you got the point. Will join us at 2 o'clock to discuss and tell you about his new book that you may have heard on the Junkies this morning, Faith Restored. He will join us. He will react to the Brian Robinson trade. We will take your phone calls next at 301-230-0980. We're live on your radio, on the Team 980, all throughout the DMV, and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, I wasn't late in returning to the studio. I was just letting the music play out because it's such a groovy tune.
That's right.
That was done by design, people.
It always is.
Right.
Every time.
Mad Max looking at me like, mother bleeper, get back in your chair.
No, I heard your voice, so I knew you were nearby, so I knew you were coming back.
Yeah, I am like the mayor around here. Everybody wants to talk to the rooster.
Everyone wants a piece of Chris Russell.
Yeah.
Especially after last week.
Yeah, that's what they say. There's fortunately for them, there's a lot of pieces of both me and my car to go around. Anyway.
I can't wait to get to this.
Yeah, we got to get to the calls, though, first, because there is actual hardcore football news. Brian Robinson traded for a six-round pick in next year's draft to the San Francisco 49ers. Again, I think it's an absolute steal. Steal might be struck, pun intended. I think it's a really good deal for the Commanders for all the reasons that we outlined. I'm not going to just keep repeating myself. But if you're just joining us, again, everyone knew they were getting rid of him one way or the other. And they got a sixth-round pick for him next year with no conditions. It's a clinic in how you do this from Adam Peters. It's an absolute clinic. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get out to the phones. And get to you and get you aboard. Let's start with Rudy and Glen Burnie on line one in the leadoff spot. Rudy, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Chris. I acknowledge you on today, my brother.
Thank you, my friend. Look, I have my finger in the air for you, sir.
Look, you know, we all know who Brian Robinson is. You know, this is the same guy who got robbed and shot on 8th Street mm-hmm. where they're building the new stadium at. Came back from that injury to get on the field for the Commanders. You know, the only thing is, you know, he's sort of a mini what they have in Baltimore, the running back in Baltimore. He's not going to see the holes. You know, if the hole is not there, he's going to run in the back of our offensive lineman. You know, what we have now is Chris Rodriguez. See a little hole, cut back and get to the hole. You know, Bill can cut two times to get to the hole, you know, and that's what we didn't have. I think I said earlier we needed a home run hitter. You know, we need somebody who's going to flip the field. We know Jaden can do it, you know, but we need a running back who can flip the field for us. You know, I said Saquon Barkley. You know, everybody doesn't have that, a running back who can flip the field.
Well, it's hard to find those guys, right? But how about this though, Rudy? How about instead of flipping the field, Saquon Barkley, mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, and I know they're different style running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs style. How about like what Bucky Irving was for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year? A guy who can run between the tackles, a guy who can chop, a guy who can slash, a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, a guy who can run outside, has speed. That's what you're looking for. Like, it's so hard to find Saquon Barkley. It's so hard to find Jahmyr Gibbs. That's what you're looking for. What Bucky Irvin was.
Yes, I agree with you. And, you know, that's what we need in our backfield. We got Jaden back there. who's a runner, who's a passer. You know, why not have a running back who can also see those holes and get through them quickly, quickly with the quickness? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, really appreciate you. Good to hear from you as well. Appreciate you. Let's go to AA and get him aboard in here quick. He's going to like this. AA is no longer on the – see, this is what happens when you have an autograph signing and a photo shoot on the club level at FedEx, I mean, at Northwest Stadium, is you get pushed to the front of the line.
Yeah, but you're not. You also you're leaving out who I had with me that caused you know all that attention in the club level. Max Sweeney.
I have no response to these reports.
I heard you have a fetish thing going on.
Whoa!
Huh?
What the hell?
That's what I heard. That's what Athan told me the other day.
That's a weird word for it.
I mean, it's just what he said.
I just am a fan of Sidney Sweeney. These are weird allegations.
He used a different F word. Fetish.
These are weird allegations.
Okay. Is this not true, AA?
He is very fond of her, and I did
fond,
have
yeah, that's the F word.
Yeah, that's another F word.
That's the F word.
I chose a slightly more controversial one.
I did have to fight off your son because he wanted to get dibs in on her, but I said Max got there first,
yeah,
so he had to violate the bro code.
We gotta give it to the Red Rocket over here.
Hey, listen, Max is going in big places one day. I just hope that he remembers me when he gets to the top and I can come sit in his suite at the games or wherever he's going to be at.
Always.
So,
well, I can tell you by working here at Odyssey, there's a good chance that he's not getting a suite anytime soon. How about that?
I have faith in my young friend. See, he doesn't have Linus traits, so he already has a fighting chance. He's got a connection to Barstool. So, Max, you just keep playing your cards right. I think you're going to be okay because you are anti-Linus. I think Linus is going to be held back, though, for a few more years because Luke McCaffrey might score the first touchdown of the year, and I'd like him to see Linnell at practice and say, take this and pound it up your, rear end.
How great would it be if McCaffrey scores two touchdowns on opening day?
Me and Denton Day would lose our minds.
How great would it be? I mean, that's just tremendous.
It would be epic.
Know Brian Robinson is not going to score two touchdowns on opening day, at least for the Commanders. Did you like the deal or no?
Oh, it was max value for a player on an expiring contract that they weren't going to bring back, so it's great. I just want to give B-Rob his credit, though, where it's due, because he was a solid player for this team. You know, last year, the first 10 weeks, when we were doing really well, his name was mentioned all the time with Jaden. Then he got hurt, and people said, well, if we had B-Rob, then those same clowns would call back in, you know, the last 7 weeks when, you know, he was in and out of the lineup hurt and say, oh, B-Rob stinks or whatever. So give this guy his credit. He did good things while he was here. He got shot while he was here. So glad, you know, he's able to continue his career and go out and play in San Francisco. He's going to do well as a backup out there. And who knows where he'll be next year. And that's $3.5 million more dollars freed up now to possibly float in front of Terry saying, is this enough?
Well, the one thing that I should offer as a caveat that I'm checking on, but I don't have details on, apparently is that the Commanders are going to eat some of that money. So, you know, that is one thing that I forgot to throw into my dissertation on the trade, that they're going to eat some of that money. So I don't know how much,
Well, let's just say it's even half, though. But they still, I mean, it's north of, you know, $1.7 million. It's a little bit more for Terry to say it's not enough. I need to go sit down on the couch and talk to my therapist about why I want to go to another team. So, listen, you know, it's getting – this is good stuff, though, you know, moving forward. And the next thing we need to do is, Chris, I have put out an APB on your car. Now, I do think it was already shipped overseas and in the black market over there, but I do have some connections in the car market in Atlanta, Greek ties. So if you are looking for a Toyota, I can make some phone calls.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, so I believe my car is in about 1 million pieces in the Black Sea right now.
Be an upgrade from that Kia, that's for sure.
I know it was in Maryland last Friday night after it was stolen from our very secure parking garage here at work. I know it was in Maryland.
Well, yeah, they sent it to the shipyard in Baltimore. Like I said, your car's gone.
Is that what exploded in Baltimore?
In the water in Baltimore earlier this week? Along with my laptop, and my new clothes.
Yeah. Thank you, AA. I appreciate you.
You got it, bud.
As always, have a good weekend. Yeah, nothing like choking up half a lung on the radio when you can't find the microphone off button. All right, we'll get more of your calls in on the other side. I did forget. I don't know the details on how much money they're apparently going to eat, but apparently they're going to eat a little bit of that money or maybe half of the money. I'm not sure. I still think it's a pretty damn good trade. I mean, you're going to have to, you know, I mean, if you cut him straight out, you weren't going to have to eat that money. But if I get a sixth round pick this year,
I'd be willing to eat some of that money.
I'd be willing to eat some of that money. Now, if we're talking about all $3 million,
it's a lot.
That makes me think a little bit differently. So we have to wait and see what the financial component is, but I still think right now it's a good trade. On the Team 980, we rock and roll on your radio until 4 o'clock. Burgundy and gold today with Linnell Willingham at that point. I'm sure he'll have a very calm and rational approach to the B-Rob era ending and every other storyline with the Washington Commanders. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeart Radio, and TuneIn. Here's a trending...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Flirt. All right, it is a feel-good football Friday. I'm sure it feels good in a way for Brian Robinson to get this off his back and to get a new lease on life, right? I mean, you know, maybe not everybody's feeling good, right? There is always some sadness when something like this doesn't work out. When Brian Robinson was taken in the third round out of Alabama a couple of years ago, I thought, oh, hey, you know, like I think that's a pretty good deal. I think he's a better receiver. I said right away, better receiver than people thought he was. We knew he was a good downhill, physical, aggressive runner who didn't fumble. And a lot of that at times was true. During the second half of last year, there was some dancing. There was some timidness. I mean, you know, that's the truth. That's how they saw it. It was easy for us to see it. That's the truth. Nobody has to be mad at anybody here that this didn't work out. Right? I mean, sometimes these things don't work out, literally. It's just like any other pick. And again, I understand it's easy to say, well, it's just another symbol of how bad the mess was that they inherited. Yes, they inherited a mess. They inherited an organization that had a disaster for a couple of drafts. There's no other way to say it other than that. That doesn't mean Ron Rivera's a bad guy. That doesn't mean the Marty party was stupid. It means they made a bunch of bad decisions or decisions that turned out to be bad. And some of that, believe it or not, is on the players. Right? I know you guys want to conveniently ignore any player responsibility, but that is true. Some of it is on the players. But again, if you look at it smartly, right? And you say, think about last year. They let go of Fedarian Mathis, Jamin Davis, Emmanuel Forbes. What did they get for those guys? Anything? I don't remember anything in return for either one of those three guys. Two first-round picks and a second-round pick. Maybe I'm forgetting something, you tell me. 301-230-0980 or at WrestleMania621. I don't remember any compensation in the Jamin Davis transaction, in the Emmanuel Forbes transaction, or the Fedarian Mathis transaction. Jahan Dotson, who they also gave up on, right? Jahan Dotson was, they actually got something back for him. But think about that. Think about the mess that they inherited, which we've all thought about, and the turnaround. And it makes you go, wait a second. They just pulled off what appears to be a pretty smart trade. And even if they had to chew up $3 million, now it's not being reported as that by everybody. I just had time to look at John Kimes' ESPN story, and he's citing, of course, Schefter as who delivered the news, which is correct. But he's saying the Commanders will save over $3 million. Now, that may be just in the initial rush to get the story out. They didn't have that detail. I don't know. But I heard maybe it was Denton. I can't remember. Denton, JP, B. Mitch, one of the three. As I was trying to get here, that they're going to have to eat some of that money. Now, I haven't seen any details on that just yet. But even if they have to eat some money, it's still a good trade. Still a good trade. They got nothing for Fedarian Max, you don't remember any, right? Fedarian Mathis, Jamin Davis, and Emmanuel Forbes, all three were releases.
Yeah.
And all three they did not obviously get anything for.
Yeah.
Jahan Dotson, who was also another first-round pick, wasted, but they at least made a trade for him.
That would be correct.
Right. So, again, to get something, even though it's not maybe sexy, is A, smart, and B, it just kind of, I don't know, for me, it tells me that we are not dealing, like, I don't know if this deal works out or not. I don't know if Adam Peters wins the Super Bowl here or not. I'm not telling you I believe in everything Adam Peters does. I am not one of these nonsensical numbnuts that are running around going, you know, and Adam we trust, and, you know, fly Adam fly, and, you know, all this stuff. I can't do that. I can't do that. That's not me. That's not me being authentic. But I will tell you when I like something, and I will tell you when I don't like something, and I like this deal. Back to you on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Jason and Laurel next up to get his reaction, and then we'll get to Terrell in Baltimore. What's up, Jace? How are you, pal?
What's up, Rooster? How you doing?
I've been better, but, you know, hanging in there. Thanks. How are you feeling?
Doing well. I think COVID's kicked.
Good.
I was telling your screener, I'm not much of a pro wrestling guy. My pro wrestling experience is Hulk Hogan when I was little, maybe like Bill Goldberg in my mid to late 20s. I'm not sure. I was bartending. I was on all the time. But I might have to go heel on the fans and your callers, because I just I don't get it. Denton's last call of the day was a guy saying they should have got a fourth round pick for Robinson, and then earlier in the week, to me, it's not AP's fault that Terry's agent or Terry is delusional about what he's worth. I think AP did another solid, which I don't think is a strain. You know, anyone that's been watching, that's what he's been doing. He's been doing good stuff since he got here. I think we're lucky to have him. You know, I can't believe there's an illusion that is in some of this fan base. And it's crazy. I mean, did that happen because we were terrible for 25 years? Or are people just naturally kind of dense? I don't know. I don't know what the story is. But I'm glad they got something.
Well, I think one thing that I will say, people, even in the media, get this trade stuff all the time wrong. And I've gotten it wrong, too, in terms of approximate value. But I've gotten a lot better over the last couple of years is what I would say in terms of accurately gauging this. So what I said, you know, on Monday, I said was they'd be lucky to get a conditional sixth. Or I should say, not maybe lucky, but that's probably the most likely to get a conditional sixth. As far as I can tell right now, it is not a conditional sixth. It's a true sixth. But people always overvalue what is in your house, right? And it's like, Jason, you'll understand this, right? At a yard sale, right? Yard sales are very popular in a lot of neighborhoods and communities. I don't know if you go yard sailing. I don't, but my mom did. So I've been around. I've seen them, whatever. And say you have, I don't know, say you have a portrait, right? That, you know, a painting. And one house might sell it for $5. And the next house might sell it for $25. And then wonder, hey, why didn't this get sold? I'm surprised this didn't go, that this is still here. So my point in saying that is we tend to look at the same object, the same player in this case, and I don't want to say those of us that are smart accurately gauge it, and the opposite of that, but I think, does that make sense? Like two different people can see the same thing and see it two completely different ways, whether it be how it happened or the value of something.
No, I agree 1,000. You know what I do. I negotiate for a living. And, you know, I've always told people, because people ask us all the time, what's your best price or what's a fair price? And my point is always, there is no such thing. A fair price is a price a paying customer will pay, whatever that is. And it may be more or less than what I would pay or you would pay. But to them, in the point where they're making the decision to pay the money, you know, if they make the decision, yes, it's a fair price for them, you know. Yeah. But I think this was a win-win. I think it was good for Robinson. It was good for the team. I think it was good for San Francisco. I mean, everybody's a winner. I'm just glad that AP was able to pull some value out. Now let's win a couple of regular season football games and get this party started. That's where I'm at.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Enjoy the weekend, brother. I appreciate you as always. Thanks, good to hear from you. Smart point, as always. And listen, if you think Brian Robinson would have gotten a fifth round or should have gotten a fifth, I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're crazy. To say a first or a second round pick, you know, third round pick, I mean, he was a third round pick. It's like as soon as you drive the new car out of the showroom, it immediately loses value. As soon as Brian Robinson was driven out of the showroom, he immediately lost value. He was never going to get
more. As soon as your car was driven out of the garage, it lost all its value.
Well, that's one way to say it. That's one way to say it. I still got that crazy ass story to tell you about.
I can't wait.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Let's get to Terrell in Baltimore. First up on the Team 980. Terrell, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, man, I am great. And just real quick, I think this is a win for both teams. I mean, I was frustrated at seeing him run into the back of the offensive lineman all the time. But I had to come and call you because, listen, you're the man, man. You're locked in. And I am wondering, yeah, man, but I am wondering, is there something more to this with Brian Robinson? He was a starter last year. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez and McNichols was around, going back and forth in the practice squad and whatnot. So they knew these three guys. And of course, they drafted Bill, but, like, you know, I also heard that he had a great joint practice with the Patriots, but there was also some type of, like, exchange or altercation in the tunnel at that game. And then all of a sudden, boom, he's on the trading block and they're trying to get anything for him. So it made me wonder, like, is there something else that we just don't know that is going into this? Did he say something? Did he do something? Or is this truly just performance? And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, it's a great – I don't know the answer to that. I'd be lying if – you know, I wasn't in Foxborough, so I don't know. I didn't hear anything. Did I miss something about Brian Robinson getting into some sort of altercation in the tunnel? I didn't hear that, but maybe I missed it. I don't know. So I'll try and find whatever I can for you. But I was, you know, again, I was told before the Detroit playoff game last year that there was a lot of doubt, let's just put it that way, about Brian Robinson and his running style. So I have kind of held true to that. And I talked all offseason long about the need to upgrade, about the need to improve. I was disappointed that they didn't draft anybody until the seventh round. I thought, oh, okay, well, who is this? You know, Ja'Cory Kroski. Okay, yeah, I'll see it when I believe it. You know, whatever. But then as soon as you start to see him, he starts to pop and sizzle, right? And you're right, Chris Rodriguez, when Brian Robinson was healthy, when Austin Ekeler was healthy, he was not active. Right? Chris Rodriguez was down. But that being said, I also look and say, all right, if you give me the combination of Chris Rodriguez and Bill, along with if Ekeler and McNichols are still here and healthy, which they are right now, and again, right now, then I think my group of four is better than my group of four from last year. I really do think that. And that's what I think they're looking at. In addition to stylistically, for whatever reason, Brian Robinson was not doing what they wanted him to do.
Absolutely, man. And it's like, you know, if he's not showing you something special outside of the four, then I get it. You know, and he was not giving us what we were looking for as like your RB1 last year. But it just made it seem like, man, did he not come in shape? You know what I mean?
I have not heard that, yeah. Nor did it look that way. But, I'm not around enough because of my schedule, having to do the show when they practice a lot, to talk to enough people privately and to, you know, really dig into that. But I will do whatever I can to find out if anything happened that I'm not aware of. To be honest with you, Terrell, I just think this is a football thing. You know,
maybe so. I'll keep listening because I know now that it's out there. Somebody will call me.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in and asking. I mean, it never hurts to check and it never hurts to ask. Thank you, Terrell. Appreciate it. We'll take a timeout right here or streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. We are on your radio live on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV. One of the tunes you played earlier, what is it, Everyday People, right? I think it is. Can't remember the official name of the song. Somebody wrote in, I got to pull up the tweet, try and do that right now. I should have done that before I come back. It was Commander Jigga. That's right. Max just played Coach John Thompson's opening song, Everyday People, when he was the Team 980. Great memories of his show with a hand prayer. Yeah, every time you play that tune, because I think you're probably the only one that works with me that plays that tune, I think of Coach Thompson. Coach Thompson, Doc used to be his co-host, a couple of other rotating co-hosts, Al Koken, what have you. Doc used to, or Coach used to start with Everyday People at the start of his show and let it roll for like 2 minutes. Part, usually because Coach was barely walking in the door. And I don't mean to the studio. I mean to the station.
Yeah, junkie style.
At that point. And then two, it's 5 o'clock somewhere is how he would end the show.
It's a good one.
Two different shows. So, yeah, absolutely. So some good memories there. And I think of every time I hear Everyday People, I think of Coach. And we miss him. He was great to work with. He was very kind to me. I enjoyed my time around him. Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Yes, indeed. Last night, Jackson Dart throwing all sorts of darts before he put himself in peril and had to go into the blue tent. He's fine. There was a little thing that happened after the game. I don't know if you saw this, but Tommy Cutlets.
I did see this.
Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart, all three hamming for the camera, all doing the weird biting of the finger thing, whatever.
They're eating a W, Russell.
Yeah, that. Where was Russell Wilson?
In his office.
I thought he would be in Ciara's suite at that point, probably.
Hey,
right?
Man, listen. It's definitely something to raise your eyebrows at, for
definitely
sure.
Definitely something to raise your eyebrows about.
But it doesn't surprise me at all. Now, does this mean anything for Russ's future going forward in New York? I don't think so.
I don't know.
That's just kind of how Russ operates now.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kind of how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about the Giants, Brian Robinson trade, 49ers, obviously, a couple of things that we mentioned, along with the Debo Samuel thing. I got a couple of things piled up. JP Flame from the Junkie is going to join us right around 2:15 to tell you about his new book. For those of you that missed the big announcement coming up, we will chat with him and the genesis of it and what is in it and what you can expect. When you buy it, which it is available now to purchase, he'll give you all the details on that coming up later on next hour on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.